This is Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Renee Montagne.
And good morning. I'm John Idsty. The two leading Democratic presidential contenders were on the road yesterday. Senator Barack Obama was on a bus tour in New Hampshire. Senator Hillary Clinton was in Iowa, where a new poll shows her falling slightly behind Obama as the January 3rd caucuses approach. We have two reporters on the story. We begin with Don Gagne, who's with Barack Obama.
Senator Obama stood on stage in a small upstairs auditorium at Manchester Public High School yesterday to lay out an ambitious $10 billion a year plan to improve K-12 education, especially in high poverty and high minority neighborhoods, and to recruit more teachers at better pay. But the senator also came to criticize No Child Left Behind education reforms of the Bush administration. Obama said that that approach had led to too much focus on testing designed to gauge whether a school was succeeding or failing.
And by the way, don't tell us that the only way to teach a child is to spend most of the year preparing him or her to fill in a few bubbles on a standardized test. Don't tell us that these tests have to come at the expense of music or art. We are educating the whole child. We are not educating a child to take a test.
Senator Obama used that same topic to criticize the two other leading Democratic presidential hopefuls. He noted that Senator Clinton and former Senator John Edwards each voted for No Child Left Behind, and he accused them of not supporting additional legislation that would have forced full funding of the program.
Senator Edwards and Senator Clinton passed on that chance, and I believe that was a serious mistake.
It was Senator Obama's first event of the day. While it was underway, snow began to fall outside, quickly depositing close to an inch on the ground. The candidate and the press piled into buses for the start of a slushy three-city tour for town hall meetings that would bring more talk of Senator Clinton.
This is David Green with the Clinton campaign in Iowa, where the problem wasn't snow, but fog. Hillary Clinton's plane couldn't land at the small airport in Shenandoah, so at the fire hall, her standing room only crowd was left waiting, with little else to do but talk to reporters. Jim Clark, a local business owner, said he's thinking about voting for Clinton.
I worry about her electability, but I really think she's the best qualified.
So this word electability, a lot of people throw it around. What does it really mean to you?
People are either for Hillary or against her, and that worries me a little bit.
Not Myron Treach. The 83-year-old farmer said a few years back his wife made a prediction about Clinton.
My wife said before she died that she was going to be president of the United States sometime. At least she's right.
Treach said Clinton has the know-how to lead the country.
Oh, she's smart. She's smart cookie.
Still, there was no sign of her in Shenandoah. But then, all of a sudden, came her voice.
I was in a plane flying from Iowa City, and we could not land in Shenandoah. We tried twice.
She was on a phone, and the campaign piped her into the fire hall. She said the fog forced her plane to divert.
And I'm on the ground now in Omaha, but by the time I could get there, many of you would have waited so long.
Clinton promised to reschedule, and even on a phone line, she talked briefly about her issue of the day, regulating food that's imported to the U.S., and she brought out a new attack on Barack Obama. Earlier this week, Obama had said his time living overseas gives him perspective about how the world sees America. Clinton questioned how important that really is.
Now, voters will judge whether living in a foreign country at the age of 10 prepares one to face the big, complex international challenges the next president will face. I think we need a president with more experience than that.
After Clinton hung up, Rowena Shea said she wished she had actually seen the senator.
Yes, this is the first time I've ever done anything like this in my whole life, and look.
Shea said she'll try to make it if Clinton comes back.
I liked her message. I don't hear very well, so I didn't get all of it, but I'm glad I came.
You think you'll vote for her?
We'll see.
Clinton did finally arrive in Iowa. She stopped in the town of Creston and repeated her new attack on Obama's foreign policy experience. Then it was on to Des Moines, where she finished the night serving dinner at a food shelter.
This is Don Gagne back in New Hampshire, where Senator Obama used his town hall meetings yesterday to take his own not-so-subtle digs at Senator Clinton. Remember the controversy of last week when it was learned that the Clinton campaign tried to plant a question for a student to ask at a campaign event? Well, yesterday, Obama opened the floor to questions with this.
Thank you. All right. Let's take some questions. These questions are not pre-screened or pre-arranged.
He used the same line at another event. By the late afternoon in the town of Conway, Obama also had an answer to Senator Clinton's line about him living in a foreign country in his youth. He responded by questioning her experience.
She went on to make up the point, you know, that she's met with all these world leaders. I was wondering which world leader told her that we needed to invade Iraq.
And so it went, a day for the two Democratic frontrunners to highlight policy, but also to jab at one another. I'm Don Gagne, NPR News in Manchester.
And I'm David Green in Des Moines.